Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, let's talk about Germany's other ultimate driving machine. The PGA Champions Tour is only for professional golfers ages 50 and older. Many events are usually dominated by the young bucks from ages 50 to 55. Those senior rookies are still capable of hitting some very long drives off the tee. And by age 60, most of the golfers on the senior golf tour have faded off the leaderboard. Aging tends to bring shorter drives, increasingly unsteady putting, and more of the traditional aches and pains experienced with advancing age. This older age group on the senior circuit is generally happy just to be out there with the chance to compete on a regular basis with some of their former PGA Tour buddies. But there's one exception, and he is quite stubborn and simply refuses to give up and fade away like most of his peers. This 65-year-old ageless wonder is named Bernard Langer. He just established a new record for wins on the PGA Champions Tour on Sunday. He snagged the U.S. Senior Open trophy at the challenging Century World Golf Course in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. If Langer wasn't a German citizen still, he would have just become the first PGA Champions Tour winner on Medicare. He is also the only golfer to be age 65 and older and won on the Senior Golf Tour, ever. Though Bernard Langer hits the golf ball about 20 yards shorter than most of his fellow playing competitors these days, the Bavarian golfing machine finished last weekend's U.S. Senior Open ranked number one in accuracy off the tee, with 49 out of 56 fairways hit for a nifty 87.5%, and number one in greens hit in regulation. Now, any golfer on any tour, men's or women, who is able to lead the field in both of those two statistical categories will generally win the golf tournament they're playing. In Sunday's final round, Langer shot 4 under par over his first 10 holes that day to open up a whopping 6-shot cushion on the back nine. The normally unflappable German then bogeyed his final 3 holes of the day, but he still won by 2 shots over Wisconsin home favorite Steve Stricker. Langer closed with a 1-under par 70 in the final round and a 7-under par total as he took home another trophy and $750,000 for his week's work.
Excellent.
Now, this was Bernard Langer's 46th win on the senior circuit, and that victory broke a tie with fellow World Golf Hall of Famer Hale Irwin at 45 wins apiece. Irwin's final senior triumph came at the age of 61 back in 2007. And the man in third place for the most wins in PGA Champions Tour history is none other than Lee Trevino. The man nicknamed the Merry Mex posted 29 more wins after reaching the age of 50. So Bernard Langer now holds positions number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for being the oldest golfer to win on the PGA Champions Tour. The man in number 6 position is Fred Couples. Freddie had just turned 63 years of age as he captured the 2022 SAS Championship. Sunday's win at the U.S. Senior Open also increased Bernard Langer's record for the most major championship victories on the senior tour. It was his 12th. Langer is also the only senior golfer to have won each of the tour's 5 majors. He is 3 senior major championship wins ahead of the second place guy, Gary Player, who had 9, and 4 of some guy named Jack Nicklaus, who won 8. Now, if you think Bernard Langer has been around golf for a long time, you are correct. Incredibly, this legend is now in his 50th year of playing professional golf. Here's the history. Born in West Germany, Bernard Langer learned the game of golf at age 8 after he found some used golf clubs. And then he found part-time work as a caddy at a local golf course and had the opportunity to practice a lot there too. By his early teens, Bernard Langer was quickly becoming a premier golfer in his native Germany. Langer turned professional at the age of 15. He won the German National Open Championship at age 17. And he would eventually win his home country's National Open an incredible 13 times during his career. After turning 18, Bernard Langer performed a mandatory tour of military duty in the German Air Force for more than a year. And during that time, he hurt his back so badly that an operation was recommended by several military doctors. But Langer declined. Fortunately, his back improved with stretching and strengthening and conditioning exercises, which he is still doing today. Returning to professional golf at the age of 19, Bernard Langer joined the European Tour. Without any outside funding to provide him with a financial cushion, he was known to sleep in his car at some of the golf tournaments until he earned enough money to afford a more comfortable lodging option. Well, that didn't take him very long at all.
Yes!
Bernard Langer won 42 times on the European Golf Tour, now called the DP Tour. From the year 1980 through 1995, Langer won at least one golf tournament title in every year that he played on the European Tour. His career victory total of 42 is second only to the late Seve Ballesteros, who had 50 wins in Europe. Best known for his intense focus, dedication to every aspect of his golf game, and devotion to personal conditioning, Bernard Langer eventually came to America and competed on the PGA Tour. He won two majors, the 1985 and 1993 Masters. And for all his success in Europe and overseas, Langer only added one more PGA title at the 1985 Heritage Classic at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Toward the end of his PGA and European golfing career, Bernard Langer suffered through something which has tortured a number of us golfers at some point, the dreaded putting yips. Seriously affected Bernard Langer for several years. The yips is an unwelcome flinch on your short putts, which quickly can add a few strokes to your scorecard at the end of the day. Though Langer's game from tee to green remained solid at that time, his inability to convert many of these relatively short putts shook his confidence and his scoring average. His severe putting woes almost ended his golf career. The 5'9", 165-pound golfer once said of those problems with short putts, quote, "One time I four-putted from 3 feet. Several times I double-hit putts, which is much harder to do than you might think." Well, in typical fashion, the unwavering Langer forged ahead with a focused determination to fix the problem. He tried numerous changes to his putting grip. He ditched his long-time but very light bullseye type of putter in favor of heavier models. And throughout this crisis of confidence, Bernard Langer never gave up hope. Eventually, he found a putting solution which rescued his golf career. He became one of the first professional golfers to use a long-handled putter. He anchored the left hand against his chest and then placed his right hand down low to control both the direction and speed of the putt. By separating his hands and using more of his larger muscles in the putting stroke, Langer regained his confidence and began to compete at a high level once again. Goodbye, Mr. Yips! Soon after Bernard Langer discovered a solution to his putting woes, he turned to age 50 and became eligible to play on the PGA Champions Tour. After teeing it up with the older guys in 2007, he's won at least one senior event in every season other than the year 2021. He's now pocketed nearly $35 million in prize money and 46 victories on the senior circuit in a little over 15 years. Bernard Langer has always been a very quiet and traditionally reserved golfer, both on and off the course. He's a deeply committed family man who's also quite religious as well. On the golf course, he's best known for his intense discipline, relentless practice sessions, and singular focus and commitment to winning even more golf tournaments. In other words, he isn't the most colorful golfer, and he hasn't changed a bit in over the past 50 years. Some of Bernard Langer's fellow touring professionals have joked whether this legendary golfing machine is actually human. Shreveport's David Toms, who's the winner himself of the 2018 U.S. Senior Open, said, quote, "He talked to me this morning on Sunday at breakfast about how he's been following Formula One racing. He's kind of a new fan at that. I'm like, well, at least you know something besides golf, because I wasn't really sure he knew anything else." The stoic and quiet Langer is quite generous with fans and in his support of charitable causes. He was the 2018 winner of the prestigious Payne Stewart Award. That honor goes to a golfer whose values align with the character, charity, and sportsmanship that the late Payne Stewart always showed. In addition to winning golf tournaments in Europe and North America, Bernard Langer has won titles in Asia, Australia, Africa, and South America too. Only 9-time major champion golfer Gary Player can match that feat. How much longer does Langer think he can remain competitive on the PGA Champions Tour at age 65? After Sunday's U.S. Senior Open win, he responded, quote, "There are more aches and pains than I had 10 years ago. I still enjoy the game. If I play like I did this week, I'm going to keep playing. I have a mother that's going to be 100 years old on August 4th, so I have good genes. Hopefully, I'll be around for a few more years." The Senior Tour's German golfing machine has a little bit more tread left on those racing tires. Vroom, vroom. I'm Swamp Swami.